understand. As long as there be music, we'll be coming back again.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer. Bourbon Street is back open after the deadly car ramming attack early New Year's Day, and the Sugar Bowl, which was delayed yesterday, is being played right now. President Biden this afternoon.
People in New Orleans are sending an unmistakable message. They will not let this attack or the attackers with his deluded ideology overcome us.
And the investigation continues into that attack that killed 14 people. Dozens are injured. The driver of that truck that rammed the crowd, shot dead by police, is now believed to have been a lone wolf. FBI Assistant Deputy Director Christopher Rea.
We do not assess at this point that anyone else involved in this attack is involved in this attack except for Shamsuddin Jabbar.
Jabbar, an Army veteran from Texas, is believed to have been radicalized over the past several months. His truck found with an ISIS flag inside. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Staff of the Wisconsin Elections Commission will investigate nearly 200 uncounted absentee ballots in Madison. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs during a special meeting Monday.
We can't be a part of the solution until we know what went wrong.
Madison election officials discovered 193 absentee ballots weeks after the November 5th general election. A major winter weather event could be on its way early next week. UW-Madison Professor of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences John Martin expects the storm to hit Monday through Thursday.
We'll end up with a pretty decent snow event, and that'll be followed by easily the coldest air we've seen here in the last two or three, maybe five winters.
Homicides in Milwaukee dropped for a second year in a row. Police department data showing the total number in 2024 at 131, 41 fewer than 2023.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. But with winds becoming feisty out of the northwest, it's creating wind chills. And feeling sub-zero by tomorrow morning. We do have a bright and beautiful day on tap, but with highs in the teens, it'll be feeling more like the single digits. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 27. 99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Wendy Grant joining you a little after 4 p.m. on Thursday afternoon, filling in for Aaron, who's on vacation. Here's Foreigner on Max FM.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket. It was a sold-out show. Heard the roar of the crowd. He could picture the scene.
Max FM.
Come on. maximum music. Max FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
All that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
Go for the moon.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. The City of Baraboo Public Works Department will be taking curbside collection of expired Christmas trees now through Friday, January 10th. Trees must be free of ornaments, lights, and stands to be collected curbside, or you can also use the disposal site on Briar Street with the same rules apply. No ornaments, lights, or stands. You can also take those trees over to the Ashner Park Zoo parking lot for the animals to enjoy throughout the winter. Coming up next, we have a look at sports on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Packers had three players selected to the NFC Pro Bowl roster today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. List includes first-timer Rashawn Gary, who has 6.5 quarterback sacks this season. He's joined on the squad by running back Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney. Four former Badgers were also named to the Pro Bowl squads. First-time choices Zach Bond of the Eagles and Andrew Van Ginkle of the Vikings are joined by Colts running back Jonathan Taylor and Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt. Last of four college football playoff quarterfinal games underway this afternoon, Georgia and Notre Dame battling in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. Winner gets a spot in the national semifinals against Penn State. Badger men's hockey team at number one ranked Michigan State this evening. First of a two-game series, 5:30 face-off time on BTN. Two teams then battle at Wrigley Field on Saturday night. The top-ranked Badger women hosting number two Ohio State tonight. The Bucks are back in action. They're playing host to the Brooklyn Nets at Fiserv Forum. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Baraboo Boys Thunderbird Basketball Friday night at 7 p.m. with Ben Bromley on the call. Now here's Real McCoy another night on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Started dancing and love put us into a groove.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Wendy with you on Thursday night. Coming up tomorrow around 8:30 a.m., catch Hanging with Hobble for all the latest Packer and NFL news and highlights. Coming up next, let's take a look at the weather on Max FM.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jay's also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low teens. And a mostly sunny sky for tomorrow, highs upper teens to near 20. And staying in the upper teens to around 20 degrees for the weekend with a partly sunny sky. Low 20s to start next week. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 27.
99.7.
Give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not new.
so bad. You came into my life so tenderly, with the burning love that stings like a bee. And now that I'm surrounded so helplessly, you know I believe you wanna leave me.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah. try and sell me on an old dream, a new version of the old scene. Speak easy on the grapevine, I keep shoveling in the shoe shine.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Lady Gaga. Applause on Max FM.
Found. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer. New Orleans reopening Bourbon Street following the deadly ramming attack killing 14 victims. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says a group, including the mayor, have paid respects to those who lost their lives.
We gathered in front of the truck. We laid 14 yellow roses down for our 14 victims. And then there was prayer. And then in our culture here in New Orleans is music.
Police fatally shooting the attacker, Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. military veteran who officials say was inspired by ISIS. President Biden today discussing the ongoing investigation and says they found no information of a connection between this attack in New Orleans and the explosion of a Cybertruck in Las Vegas.
They have not found any evidence of such a connection thus far.